where the entry song goes. We don't have an entry song, so here we go. Welcome to the first episode of While You Were at the Store, hosted by yours truly, Jesus McLeod. Who am I? Let's get to it. I just turned 25. I was born in Mexico City. I lost my accent, so please don't ask me to speak Spanish. My name, I already said. Oh, what are we going to talk about? Okay, I got a lot to fucking talk about, all right? And you know what? I got a lot of fucking say. And you know what? Should you listen to? I don't know. But if it helps you, cool. And if it doesn't, it helps me. And that's really what it's for, to help me. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to kick this off. I have no idea where it's going to go or what it's going to be. But essentially, like I said, at the end of the day, I want a whole archive diary of my life and I don't even know the right word for it, of who I have interacted with. I've noticed that really rich people, they pronounce the H in those five W's. Why? When? What? Who are you talking about? Anyways, I want this all documented for me and for anybody else. Fuck it, for me. So the podcast name, While You Were at the Store, I think it's hilarious. It's a joke that I've come to laugh at. I don't while you were at the store, I don't have a daddy. It'd be like that sometimes. It'd be like that for a majority of people. I listened to the Marine Corps, and I've just recently finished 5 years, and I've noticed that 99% of the people in the Marine Corps don't have dads. I wonder why. I had this joke about thanking all the deadbeat dads that left their families because they have created the most ferocious fighting force in the world, known as the Marine Corps. And if their daughters are in there, they're pretty fucked up too. It be like that sometimes, all right? So let's laugh about it. But in my 25 years of living, like I said, I grew up I was born in Mexico City. Don't remember anything. Grew up in a very, very white populated area, which I look back and I'm like, damn, what the fuck? And then I tried college, dropped out, gang, what's up? Dropped out and enlisted to the Marine Corps. I lived in Japan for 2 years and I got to travel to so many fucking countries, and it was a goddamn blessing. Now I'm out and I don't have a fucking clue what I'm doing. I'm 25. I have no fucking idea what's going on, but I've learned a lot of things along the way. And really what I want to use this podcast for is just to reach the masses, to anybody who feels like they can relate. And also, like I said, an archive. I want to see if I can make something of myself. And I think it'd be pretty fucking cool to have a record of me starting from absolutely nothing. Although I say I start from absolutely nothing, that is not true. I do have a lot of things, maybe not of monetary value, but I do have a lot of blessings that I'm going to leverage to continue to find success in whatever I feel success is. So first things first, I kind of already gave you a little background about my life and where I am. I'm currently sitting in my studio apartment. I'm sharing the studio apartment with one of my boys who also recently got out, and we're out here fucking making it work. Are we sleeping together? Yes. Is it gay? Yes. Are we gay? No. All right. Hey, as one of my favorite comics said, he said, hey, Paul, what'd he say? He said, pull the pole. He said, you can sleep hold a pole or hold a hole, but you can't sleep, pull the hole. All right. And what do? We fucking cuddle. Fuck that rule. All right. The way I explain this is like, if you feel weird about sleeping with another guy, you might be gay. Am I gay? I might be. I don't think so. Not yet. I haven't acted on it. Actually, I low key almost tried to fuck him last night on accident. I was half asleep. I looked over and I thought he was a girl. And so I started seductively kissing his elbow. I'm half asleep. I'm 89% asleep. I don't know what's going on. At first, my mind told me it was him. But since my sleeping mind was 89% asleep, it told me it was a girl. And so I for sure thought he was a girl. So I'm kissing him. I'm two cheeks in. And he wakes up. And as soon as he wakes up, I come too. And I'm like, oh, shit, that's not a girl. And so I quickly flip over to my side and I say, no homo. And I go back to sleep. And then I wake up the next morning and I don't know if I should address it because I just wasn't ready to deal with the consequences. Okay. And we were working out and I didn't want it to be all gay while we were fucking pumping some iron, getting fucking big and swell. You understand? So I told him later that night, I texted him while he was at work and I'm like, yo, I got the funniest story to fucking tell you, AKA me trying to fuck you last night. And, I told him the story when he got home and it was hilarious. And he told me something that was also funny is that he had not thought about that the whole night, the whole day at work until he was on his drive home. And then he started questioning his life. He was like, yo, did homie try to fuck me last night? Was he kissing me? And that shit was hilarious. So yeah, we're living together. We're making it work. I guess those are stories you never really get to hear when you're rooming with someone. So we both recently got out. He went through this boot camp, this awesome little coding boot camp, and got a dope ass gig with Southwest. And that's cool. And I got out of the Marine Corps, and I really hate planning life. I don't plan for a lot of things that I should plan. I always say I make big decisions very quickly, and I always overthink the little decisions. Like if you ask me what the fuck I want to eat, like I'll be like, damn. I mean, really, everything sounds good. We could go for some Mexican food. Asian food does sound good. I could go for some Thai. Panda Express also kind of good. Ooh, Chimichangas? I mean, this is going to take me forever to make up my mind regarding food. But big life decisions, hey, joining the Marine Corps, yeah, took me 0.2 seconds. Because I just don't like to think about it. Buying a car, 0.2 seconds. That one. I look at the lot. Which one's the cheapest one? That one. Okay, got it. Am I going to get in or stay in the Marine Corps? Or am I going to get out or stay in the Marine Corps? I'm out. What am I going to do? Fucking no clue. I landed an internship right out of the gate. In Dallas, never been to Dallas, never lived in Texas, but I said, fuck it. Because I don't like to think about that shit. I just go, it's always going to work out. Think about any problem you've ever had, you're okay. It's going to fucking work out. So I just landed here for that internship. I did the internship and truth be told, did I get the job? No. Am I happy I didn't get the job? Do I sound like a fake ass motherfucker when I say, yeah, I'm fucking happy I didn't get the job? Don't know how to feel about that. Did I hate what the job did? Yeah, I fucking hated that shit. Did I want the job because it was going to let me buy a house with those benefits? Hell yeah, that's why. That's the only reason I wanted a job. But did I also tell my, was I also too honest? See, that's my fucking thing nowadays. It's like, not nowadays. I'm fucking too honest. I'm too honest with this shit because I just like transparency. I just like to know what the fuck is going on, how fucking people feel. And like where everybody's mind is, and you can't tell that unless you're being fucking honest. So the managers were like, if we offered you the job, would you take it? And I'd be like, yeah, I take it. I'd like it. honestly, for like 2 years, and then I'd probably go look for another job. Now, was that the most strategic thing to do? No. Was that probably a factor that determined me not getting the fucking job? Yeah. Now, am I happy I didn't get the job? Fuck yeah. So that was before Christmas. There's no timeline here. So I really don't know what the fuck I'm doing with this podcast. But guess what? I'm not politically correct. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And I swear. And you know what? I'm trying. Okay. I hope no one gets their fucking feelings hurt. But I also don't share the public opinion. And where am I going with this? Oh, what I'm saying is I don't know what the fuck I'm doing with this, but I think, like I said, I got some things to share since my daddy never taught me that I learned the hard way regarding growing up as a teenager, regarding growing up as a first-time immigrant or first whatever you call them, the ones, even though I am from Mexico, I still feel like a... what do you call it? Where your parents came here, but then you were born here. I feel like one of those because I don't really remember Mexico. And it be like that sometimes, and that's okay. So do I know where this is going? I don't know. But guess what? I have amazing friends, and sometimes they'll hop on and we'll just shoot the shit. And there's no real direction. There's a lot of things I want to talk about. To include the things that I'm doing, the things that I'm failing at, to also include philosophies and revelations that I'm just starting to fucking learn, that I've known for my whole life but are just starting to hit me different, to include things that even people that did have a beautiful family or seemed like they had a beautiful family, like they still got some shit too. And I think I just hit this moment of, not moment, but when I talk to the people, like my friends and family, I always brag that I have the best fucking friends that I could ever fucking ask for. Why? Because I know who good people are. I know snakes, maybe because I used to be one, not really, but just because I know fucking snakes. Street smarts, get some, okay? You could learn fucking... I've been in this fucking sales game working with recruiters, Marine Corps recruit. I'm not saying they're all trash. I'm just saying that there's fucking techniques to business that you really don't fucking know until you're in the game. And then you're like, oh, shit. Everything's a manipulation. What the fuck? So, whatever. I really pride myself on having a lot of good friends. Now, is this podcast fucking everywhere right now? Yes. But are we going to get better? Yes. Now, does that sound like Chris D'Elia? Yes. Do I watch Chris D'Elia? Yes. I love fucking comedians. So it only makes sense that some of their things rub off on me. Now, am I trying to impersonate them? No. But it be like that sometimes. All right. Let me find my fucking voice. Let me find how this podcast is going to flow. I don't know why I'm so fucking aggressive. I got this mic. I'm going to work on getting a video. And I hope that you can't hear me breathe in and out of this mic, but I'm going to get this video and it's going to get better, and it's only going to get better with your feedback, and it's only going to get better if people fucking listen. And that's just what it is, because that's what happened while you were at the store. Now, did my daddy leave me for sure? For sure. I don't know the family politics that went down with my mom and my dad. I just know that he also had a different family and we weren't the choice. Or maybe my mom said, bitch, I'm not going to let you choose. Oh, my mom's a fucking strong ass independent woman, which we will go into later at a different time. But I can't even tell you what all we went through. But it be like that. And I'm just excited to start this because it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. And I really hope that this will hit a certain group of, what am I trying to say? I really hope that that this podcast helps people realize that adults don't have their shit together, that I don't have my shit together, but it's okay. And you can still be happy, because I'm fucking happy and I'm excited for this grind and I'm excited for whatever the fuck happens. Like, again, I'm in Dallas, never been here in a studio, sharing a fucking bed with my homie. And that's okay. That's cool. You don't have to act like you have your shit together. The worst thing, I got this from, I got this from one of the guys that works at the internship that he told me, well, he told the whole, all the interns, he said, one of the worst things you could do for yourself is get paid a lot of money to do something you don't like to do. And I'm like, damn, true. But I wish I was getting paid. I took that, I don't know what the word is, with a grain of salt. A grain of salt. I'm just saying it again, a grain of salt. I just took that and I'm like, damn, what do I actually like to do? What do I do? Okay. The only thing I really fucking like to do is sit around and have hee hees and ha ha's with the people I love. That's all I fucking want to do. And what is that called? I guess maybe reality TV. I don't know. Podcasting, YouTube. And guess what? This is just the first step. It'd be like that. I take photos. I kind of deleted all my social media is a while ago, but I guess if this is the avenue I'm taking, I gotta get back on that shit. So there's a lot coming to this. There's a lot coming into this, and I think I envisioned a perfect first episode. But guess what? It was perfect for us because we started. And hopefully, I don't know the schedule. I don't know how long it's gonna take to edit anything. I don't know if this audio is even gonna be good. I don't know. So we're gonna fucking figure it out together, okay? And we're gonna have a fucking jolly time. And hopefully, and anybody that listens to this, if you don't have a dad, it's okay. You're probably off better without him. Because I think I was, because we got fucking each other, and we got good friends, and we got a supportive family, and guess what? We're gonna make good fucking financial decisions so we can make big bucks. Let's see, is there anything else I want to say? While you were at the store, I'm coming up with some cover art right now. I'm thinking like a gallon of milk. I've heard the story, like, oh, my dad went to go get a pack of cigarettes. I'm pretty sure that's from a movie. I thought about that, a pack of cigarettes. I thought of even maybe like the refrigerators at the stores, cover art, like just like the aisle, like, of a store. But I don't know. We're gonna figure out. And guess what? Maybe the art changes a couple times. Maybe in 10 years, when someone has finally listened to this podcast, maybe someone hits us up with some graphic art. That'd be cool too. I don't know. It's a work in progress. Everything. The only constant is change. All right. So let's get fucking used to it. That's it. I'm out. There we go. Yeah.